Check. Alright, let's go. It's looking more and more like I'm the last hope. I'm out here in the sand zone, they're all waiting for me back home. No memory, no recollection. Set on all sides with uncertainty and questions. I still don't know my name. Don't know who built me or my purpose, where I'm from or why I came. I'm barely grasping what's been happening. So to recap, I have to switch to abstract rapping then.
Okay.
Woke up in a room, cold and dark like a tomb. I'm on the ground, mics crawling up, tights falling down. Look around, no sound, no signs of life. Like calm down, take a breath. What's the procedure for robo-amnesia? I need to seek a weapon fast, it'll be a blast. Fast forward, there's a village, there's mamigas, little creatures. I set out to meet some and greet each one. King's the leader, Jack number two, Mahim's the eater. Sand Daimi over at Yamashita. Little Torakota, next one on the list. Kampachi likes to fish, that makes six. I found a silver locket in the reservoir. And take it straight to the shack. Give it to Toriko and then she'll end up giving it back. Knock, knock, Balrog on the spot, ready to rock. Silly me, I forgot to mention misery. What could I do? This girl's new, her hair's blue. Wait a minute, that's not Sue. Damn, dude. King's heated and he's running his mouth. I swiped the key from Arthur's grave and then I opened his house. No doubt about it, I'm immersed in something pretty immense. My intent to be a hero's burning pretty intense. I have agility and capabilities for defense. I'm just a robot with a handful of amigas for friends. And SOS on the screen, I check the text and I've seen someone named Kazum is trapped too. He doesn't wanna but he'll eat a roach if he has to. Let's get this teleporter wired up, fire it up and then we'll see where it zaps to. Dragon eggs all lined up in a row. Instant death is below, and the sky is full of flying things. I found Sue, blue shirt, pretty rabbit. Igor looking rabid. He balled up his fists, wound up and let her have it. Then he took her and ran. I stick with the plan. I search the eggs, find the missile blaster, so I can save her faster. Egg 00, she's napping. I woke her up, she told me what happened. Back to the village and then it's straight to the bushlands. Fireball, sloping terrain. Jelly juice so I can put out the flames. A sick dame with a soft bed, red lips and a thick frame. I admit it was nice when it was lust and lipstick, but bats and spikes are certainly no picnic. The fans are broken, surrounded by small frogs. A power supply room, a battle with Balrog. We're building a bomb now, go out and fetch this. He gave me the checklist. Charcoal from a fireplace, jelly juice and gum base. Teleporter brought Booster from someplace. There's gonna be trouble soon. If I don't stop the doctor, then the surface is double doomed. Because Mamiga showered with the evil powers from the demon flower. We'll be coming through. Then what you gonna do? I need to find where the flowers rest. It's looking like I face my darkest hours next. And I'm the only person here that can defy duress. And I don't know if I can do it, but I'll try my best.
In the sand zone,
I saw a stranger up ahead, but she ran off. She was faster, so I chased after. But I can't catch her, so I climbed to the top and there's a shack there.
In the sand zone,
walked through the door and seen her once more, with baby Mamigas on the floor. Before I could speak, she had her guns up, ready to exterminate. She thinks I'm here to terminate.
In the sand zone,
I do my duty and subdue her. I drew a bead and put the polar star to her. Machine gun wielding, dreamy fembot with girly face. Her name was Curly Brace.
In the sand zone,
she said,
"That polar star seems kind of fun. How'd you like to trade for my machine gun?"
I said, "Thanks, but no thanks, I'm good. I like my weapon, wouldn't trade it if I could."
Sand zone,
I searched her bedroom nooks and crannies and found a soft pair of cotton panties. Bikini cut fap sequence initiator, but I'm in a hurry so I'll have to sniff them later.
Hello!
This looks like underwear.
Panties, right, I'm into it.
Did you say panties?
Panties?
In the sand zone,
me and the dog set out, everyone's trying to kill us. Green vicious crocodilus hiding in the sand piles, primed to attack blind when you step on it like a landmine.
In the sand zone,
I reached a dead end and me and Misery squared off. Then she got scared off, a giant robot erupted abruptly and shot projectiles above me.
In the sand zone,
goodness gracious, great balls of fire. My kill count climbs one higher. Omega was defeated by a hero gifted, and the Sunstone's curse was lifted.
In the sand zone,
I brought Jenga her dog back, and Balrog crashed the scene. He was looking for a key that would grant him access to the warehouse, the red flower seed's whereabouts.
In the sand zone,
the truth is, it's useless. Complain about the enemies being ruthless. Let's do this. I'm hazardous when I shoot this. You can't refute this. Let's find the pooches
in the sand zone.
I bring the dogs back, and holy backstory, Batman. Jenkins told me all about the war, the surface, the island, the crown, and the dark power inside the flower
in the sand zone.
It was crash, boom, pow, what now? She wouldn't give the key, and Balrog took it anyhow. Anyway, it's back to the warehouse without delay.
In the sand zone.
Outside it was quiet. I think I heard the soft sounds of Toriko crying. I walk in and King's on the ground dying. And the doctor's looking down on us and he's smiling.